Evolutionary scientists are so desperate to explain the origin of life without a creator that they are now saying that meteorites added just the right ingredients to Earth's primordial soup. Find out more on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Life on Earth began somewhere between 3.7 and 4.5 billion years ago after meteorites splashed down and leached essential elements into warm little ponds, say scientists. These scientists from McMaster University have run probability calculations and reckon that Earth life could have begun as ponds on Earth took in long-chain compounds from meteorites to form a sort of broth from which life could emerge. This is really a new twist on the panspermia model. Panspermia is the idea that life on Earth was seeded from space, and the idea of molecules on meteorites has been a popular supposition for some time. In the current model, these scientists are not suggesting that the meteorites housed living cells, but rather they added the right ingredient mix to the primordial soup of ancient Earth. This research acknowledges that DNA is too complicated to have been the first aspect of life to emerge. It had to start with something else, and that's RNA. Many scientists have begun to acknowledge the impossibility of evolution on Earth, but imagining that there was some sort of seeding from space, however vague, merely pushes the problem to another realm. How would the proposed long-chain molecules have developed on these meteorites? Or did the meteorites come from another source, such as Mars? As is so often the case, research papers like these simply point out the fact that evolution has no answer to the problem of where life came from. In contrast, the Bible has a very clear answer.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast, download our free Creation Moments app for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Download it today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.